Welcome to Inside Neuha, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. For more information about all MBSC programs, visit info@bodybyboyle.com. Today we are joined by Franklin Pierce's Julia Stevens. Julia is a junior defender from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and has 1 goal and 7 assists through 20 games this season. Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So before we talk about this season, let's learn a little bit more about you. So being from Minnesota, you know, kind of the hockey epicenter of the nation, did any particular person get you into the sport, or was it kind of just a no-brainer to play hockey growing up?
It was a little bit of both. Obviously, yeah, growing up in Minnesota, surrounded by everything hockey, but I grew up with both my brothers playing hockey and my dad played hockey in college and high school as well, and he grew up in Minnesota. He coached me all the way up until high school, so he was kind of like the one that really got me into it, and I learned kind of all there is to know about hockey from my dad, so I'd say he's kind of who I really have to thank for getting to where I am today.
Mm-hmm. And then looking at your bio, you were very involved in high school. Away from sports, you were in National Honor Society and Model UN. What was that balance like as a star athlete involved in so much, and did you ever feel any burnout?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I had a lot of friends on my team that were going through the same thing. I mean, my high school, I went to a public high school, so it was kind of tough. I loved it, but there wasn't really a lot of like extra help from the staff. So sometimes it was kind of just, I was by myself. So I kind of had to learn to do it by myself. So it was tough, yeah, at times, but I had older brothers to help me through it because they'd gone through it themselves. I had friends to help me along the way. My parents supported me the whole way. I kind of just had to learn how to do it myself.
And then not only were you captain of your hockey and lacrosse teams, but also played tennis. What was that dynamic like, and what ultimately made you pursue college hockey?
Yeah, so I decided to pursue tennis only for 1 year, and that was kind of just, I wanted to just take a step away and kind of see just kind of what other high school sports were like, and my oldest brother played tennis, so I wanted to see, and it was fun, but I kind of found the most fun while playing hockey and lacrosse. Obviously hockey my whole life. Lacrosse I didn't start playing until about 8th grade, but I found a lot of similarities between lacrosse and hockey, and a lot of my same teammates played hockey and lacrosse. I kind of always knew that I wanted to play hockey in college. I mean, I was inspired by my dad, who played college hockey, and that's just like this kind of, there's like a new age of like this new idea of like, I mean, obviously PWHL just starting up. I mean, there's a whole new kind of like profession, and like I don't know how to word it, but like seriousness among like surrounding like women and hockey, and so mm-hmm. I kind of just knew that's what I wanted to do, I guess.
And then can you talk about your recruitment process? How did you end up at Franklin Pierce?
Yeah, so as I said before, I knew I wanted to play college hockey for a while, so OS is kind of like a big program in Minnesota that does a lot of camps in the summer that like has college coaches come. So I'd play in tournaments for them, and I would have college coaches come there and they'd watch me play there. And Coach Stockdale reached out to me after watching me play at a tournament in the summer. And I was very intrigued by his message. He put a lot of thought and effort into it. I then reached out to him back, and we set up a phone call. Again, over the phone, spoke nothing but great of the program. I was very intrigued again. I then came out to visit. I loved what he had to say again. I loved what I saw. I met with some of the teammates that were on the team then, and they spoke very highly of him, spoke very highly of the program and of the time that they spent at the school. So I felt confident in my decision, and not soon after my visit, I knew I wanted to come here.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like you take academics pretty seriously. So was that a factor while you were looking at schools?
Yeah, it definitely was. I kind of knew for a while that I wanted to go into something medical, and Franklin Pierce had a really good, like, direct admission program into either PA or PT school, and I applied for the direct admit PA school, and I got into that, so that was, like, a really appealing factor as well when looking at the school.
Mm-hmm. And then I saw you work as a first aider in athletics, as you mentioned. How has that role been?
It's been great. I mean, it's been great to not only get close to my own teammates that go in there, but, like, other student athletes that are on campus. This campus is more student athletes than just non-student athletes, so it's nice to get to know ones that aren't just on my team. It's also nice to get friendly with the other athletic trainers that aren't just on my team. It's nice to also get some, like, hands-on, almost patient care experience to kind of get me ready for the real world, the medical world.
Mm-hmm. And then do you find it's pretty easy for you to relate to what the athletes are feeling, given you're a student athlete yourself?
Yeah, definitely it is. I mean, a lot of the time it's just, like, physical treatment, but there's a lot of the times I hear athletes complain of hardships they're going through, like mental toughness, and yeah, I've had plenty of that myself. So yeah, I find myself relating to them often. I mean, my teammates, people that aren't on my team, yeah.
And then looking at this season, you guys recently returned from break last week and have been a perfect 3-0 in the new year. What's been working so well for you guys?
I mean, I think a lot of that we have to thank our goalie, Jill Hurdle, has really stepped up. She's done a great job. I know she just earned Goaltender of the Week for Neuhaw. She's done a great job. I think we just really came back ready to work. We got a big week ahead of us this week with LIU. I know they're ranked number one in Neuhaw right now, so we got to come in swinging. But I think we just realized that in order to push through the rest of the season, we got to be ready to push each other at practice. So it's kind of the work we've been putting in behind the scenes that's really been making the difference, like, in the games that, as you can see, the results are showing.
Mm-hmm. And then it seems like you guys have a pretty young team with 20 underclassmen. As an upperclassman yourself, how have you seen the younger girls develop over the first half, and what kind of has been your role in the locker room this season?
Yeah, it's an awesome. I mean, yeah, at the beginning of the year, we had more new players than returners, so it's a little scary, but it definitely was fun more than it wasn't. It's awesome because they're not afraid to speak up themselves, and they know that they have a voice themselves, which is awesome. But I also find myself as I've taken, like, a leadership role in the locker room, and they know that I'm someone they can go to if they have a question, if they're going through something, if they need help with something, I'm there for them. And yeah, it's been good. I'm enjoying having a younger team. I mean, I think it'll be good for the future of the program, and I'm excited for the rest of this season and for next season as well.
Yeah, for sure. And then you mentioned that big series against LIU coming up this weekend. You know, they're 14-1 in conference play this year, but you guys are kind of rolling right now. So how much of a benchmark test will this weekend be?
Oh, it's a huge one. I mean, the rest of our games this season are all conference games. I mean, we are the only team in Neuhaw to have won an out-of-conference game with our win against Dartmouth. So I think we're going to take that, and we should try to build off that. But, I mean, we know we can beat them. So I think we just got to know that if we play our game and we win every single battle, we can win. We put the puck in the net. We play our game. We play defense. I know that we can win the game. We just got to make sure that we show up.
Now let's get into the more fun questions. So what is your hockey nickname, and who on the team has the best nickname?
A lot of the girls on the team call me Juju. let's see. Well, one of one of the freshmen this year, Lauren, she had a boot coming in because she broke her foot this past summer, so people call her Boot. I think that's the best nickname on the team. She's number 18 on the team.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And then what's your team's favorite way to bond away from the ice?
Away from the ice. Recently we've been into board games. We've been playing Yahtzee, which has been fun. We've been going to see a lot of movies recently. One of my teammates even like made her own like homemade like board game, which was fun.
That's cool.
So I think, yeah, we just like to get together.
What kind of movies have you been watching?
Well, we like to go to the theater. So the new one, Anyone But You, rom-com, That one's good. Saltburn, obviously that one's been, but that one's not in theaters. But yeah, that one, everyone.
Yeah, of course.
Has been talking about.
And then growing up, who are your favorite players to watch? And do you try to model your game after any of them?
Growing up, I loved watching Hillary Knight, obviously, but she's a forward. I love watching Jared Spurgeon from Minnesota Wild. He's a defenseman on the Minnesota Wild. He's been suffering with some some injuries recently, so he's not really been playing as much, but, I loved watching him when I was younger. And Ryan Suter as a kid too. He was also on the Minnesota Wild. I love watching him on defense as well.
And then lastly, what are your post-grad plans? I know you're a health science major. So do you plan on pursuing professional hockey, or are you kind of set on the medical field?
As of right now, I'm kind of set on the medical field just because I'm on the direct admit path. So that would be sending me right to PA school through Franklin Pierce, which is a 2-year program. But I mean, I guess I have some time to decide. Still up in the air.
All right, and that wraps up this episode of Inside Neuha. Julia, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck against LIU.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Inside Neuha, New England Women's Hockey Association. And profile this week, we are focusing on Franklin Pierce, and very pleased to have us with our coach's profile here this week in his 11th season, Coach David Stockdale. David, welcome. Happy New Year to you and to your club as you get ready to move forward this weekend.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. So happy to be here.
Well, David, the team here recently coming off an impressive weekend against St. Mike's with a 3-1 and 4-0 couple of decisions there. That followed a really solid non-conference win over Dartmouth 3-2. Rounding into form now as you hit the new year, what have been some of the key elements that you can point out to us in terms of success of being on the streak that you're on?
Yeah, I think, it's been a process for us this year. Pretty young team. We had 15 new players at the start of the season. So I think kind of as we've gone through the season here, we've certainly talked a lot about, let's try to build towards the finish and be the best we can be as we get into the second half of the season and obviously into playoffs. So it was a good first step for us. I think, our challenge all season has been putting the puck in the net. I think we've been pretty strong, defensively. Obviously, we get great goaltending. Got a great group of defensemen. We create a lot of offensive chances. It's just, some days they're going in, some days they're not. So I think that's really been a big focus for us, is just trying to, be gritty, understanding everything doesn't have to be pretty, and just trying to do whatever we can to put some pucks in the net and give ourselves a chance to win.
Mention about being solid on the back line and in the cage. I mean, you can't do much better than, what you did last weekend, giving up just one goal. Just to give us some insight about the goaltending position and how that's taken shape for you this year.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate here. In my time, we've had some outstanding goaltenders that have done a great job making me look pretty good by keeping pucks out of the net. So that lineage is sort of, like I said, been going for many years here, but we had Joe Hurdle come in as a freshman last year and didn't start the season. season as our number one, but took over when our starter got injured. Ended up playing most of the games last season, got a ton of experience. Olivia Klunowski joined us at Christmas of last season, the halfway mark, and was able to get a couple starts in, and she's played well so far this fall. And then Gwen Bowler joined us as a transfer at the start of this season as a junior, and also, you know, played one of the games this weekend, played a handful of games for us so far this season, and has done a great job too. So it's really, you know, we've got three excellent goaltenders that have all done a great job this year, and just trying to find some ice time for all of them where we can. And it is nice for me as a coach to know that regardless of who we are patting on the back to go into a game, that they're going to do a good job and give us an opportunity.
Offense has been led by Michaela Kelly, and Michaela coming back this season for you as a junior. As a coach, you like to see those players. You have some expectations, you know, what they do as freshmen and what kind of a jump sophomore. She's obviously been a very important part of your offense. 18 points, also a +3, and has got some big ones with three game winners.
Yeah, she's a great player. She's, you know, highly skilled, is one of those players that, you know, we certainly rely on to create offensive opportunities, not just for herself, but her line mate. She gets a lot of pucks to the net, which is good. And, you know, just kind of going back to my point earlier, for us, it's just about, you know, being tough, being gritty, getting to the dirty areas. You know, it's the goaltenders in our league and in Division One hockey are just so strong. You know, you're very rarely going to score on an uncontested shot. You know, so that first shot is just get it to the net, and then we got to have some traffic. We got to bang in some rebounds. We got to be gritty around the net. So Michaela does a great job of creating opportunities for our offense, and hopefully as we kind of get through the season here, we can do a better job of capitalizing on some of those chances.
And another sophomore leading from the blue line, Chicago area native with Maggie Cornetta. She's got 11 points from the back end, is also in the plus at a +2.
Yeah, she's another very mobile, handles the puck really well, hits the ice really well. Another one that came in as a transfer this year, you know, didn't play a whole lot last year, was out most of the season. So
at Long Island, yep.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. took her a few games to really start to find her footing, but she's an exceptional player, has been a great addition to our team, and, you know, another one that really can help us generate a little bit of offense from the back end.
And the weekend against St. Mike's, and that's proceeded, really has been a happy new year for you and your program. You go back to your first action of the new year, and you had a win against Dartmouth, and just beating a team from the ECAC. I cover that ECAC Women's League also, and man, is that league tough, and getting your first non-conference win against an ECAC opponent was quite an addition to your resume.
Yeah, it was definitely a nice little confidence boost heading into league games the rest of the way, obviously starting with St. Mike's this past weekend and moving through the rest of the season, so everything's going to be Neuha from here on out. So to get that was a nice boost. I mean, we've been fortunate to win a couple of those games in past seasons, so I think there was always that knowledge and that belief that we were capable of going out into non-conference and winning those games. You know, just not something that had happened so far this year. But to get that again, kind of coming back and, you know, staring down the stretch and knowing that we want to start building, you know, towards our best version of ourselves for the playoffs, it was nice to kind of get that first one there and then, you know, have a little bit of confidence here going into St. Mike's and hopefully for the rest of the season.
And doing my research to interview you today, David, and bringing myself really up to speed as far as Franklin Pierce, you really have been the face of Franklin Pierce hockey, the defining symbol of Franklin Pierce. You took over this program, once again mentioned now in your 11th season, but all the way back to the inaugural seasons, you started the program. There's got to be a great deal of satisfaction in the fact that you were there for the building from the ECAC East to the Neuha and Division One debut for this program, but back during the 1920 season. And I'm sure that's been something that you take particular pride in, and why wouldn't you? It's one thing if people coach places, but it's another thing when you really have to build something from the ground up, which is what you did.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And like you said, I think to be a part of it from the beginning, obviously building a Division III program at the outset, like, doing the whole transition. But yeah, there's definitely a sense of pride that comes with it, and having kind of been here through the ups and the downs of starting the program and getting to where we are today, and to be able to be competitive in these Division I games and to win a conference championship in the new Han, to be able to be part of some of those great moments. You know, definitely a lot of pride in that, and a lot of appreciation for you know, the people at Franklin Pierce that got the program going, and for the players that came through this program and really kind of set us on a course to be successful. I don't know, you know, outside of Franklin Pierce, I don't know there were a whole lot of people that believed we'd be a successful program, but certainly a lot of people that have worked very hard to make that happen, and I'm certainly very appreciative of that.
Mentioned about that championship, and I know you're looking to get back there, and just want to point out, people that don't know, just a year removed from that championship, your double banner year with the regular season tournament championship was back in 21-22. So people that are still involved with the program now that were part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody's, once you have a taste of that, I think everybody's very hungry to do that every year. And obviously, I think you learn that, you know, it doesn't just happen. It's not one of those things you can take for granted. It takes a lot of hard work and maybe even a little bit of luck. And obviously, we got to overtime in the semifinals last year, and it didn't go our way. So hopefully, you know, those guys are very hungry to get back, and we got a lot of young players, a lot of new players that are hopefully going to feed off of that and, you know, find that fire and that hunger to get there as well.
Next up, on the road to take on LIU, you'll have Long Island up next. We talked to Kelly Nash also on the program. All the way back, well, there's nothing like the college hockey season. I've been doing this for a long time. All the way back to late October, you can say, yeah, you met, but it's almost like, we talk to coaches all the time in the college ranks, it's almost like it's ancient history, David, when you think back, late October, all the way now, coming in toward mid-January, Long Island was able to take two in your barn at Jason Ritchie Ice Arena. What you remember about that and what you look at going forward against the Long Island team?
Yeah, I'm sure we're not going to take a whole lot of stock in what happened that weekend. I'm sure Kelly's probably not either.
Right.
It is a long time ago. And you know, I actually felt like we played pretty well that weekend. You know, I was happy with our performance. I felt like, you know, just, again, had a tough time putting pucks in the net. They got a phenomenal goaltender. They're obviously a very well-coached team. You know, so it wasn't a situation where I wasn't happy with our performance. I think we did a nice job. I think obviously grown a lot as a program since then, especially being as young as we are and having as many new faces as we do. I think we have been, you know, trending in the right direction. So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe things can go a little differently for us here this time around. But obviously it's going to be a challenge. They're the top team in the league right now. They're in first place for a reason. And they got a lot of talent and they play very well together. And we're going to have our work cut out for us. But hopefully we can go down there and make something happen.
And as you mentioned, down the stretch now, it'll all be confined to New Ha play, where you're over 500 at 9-8. So to be determined. But these weekends will all be big with points on the line in the league race.
Yeah, I mean, from here on out, we know we got to get points every weekend, and you know, at the same time, it's like I think you've kind of seen it throughout the league here, really all season. It's like anybody can pop up and beat anybody on any given day. So you got to be ready every single night. And, you know, whether you win or lose these games, I think you got to take some heart into the playoffs here, knowing that, you know, on any given day, if you put it together, you know, good things can happen. So you got to stay the course. You can't get too high or too low. And I think, you know, obviously we're focused, you know, kind of taking it day by day here and just kind of building as we go. And hopefully we'll be ready to be in a good spot here as we get down the stretch.
David, thank you very much. We appreciate your time here and getting a chance to meet you, and look forward to the New Ha race as it takes shape here January into February and on to March.
All right. I appreciate you having me, Bernie, and it was a great time.
David Stockdale, our guest, our coach's profile this week for Franklin Pierce here on Inside New Ha Hockey. And we're pleased to have David join us here this week. And tune in for more in subsequent weeks as we profile the teams of the New Ha.